We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're very happy right now to go to the Dialpad guest line. Dialpad helps you make smarter calls. Connect your team with the business communication platform that powers voice, video, messages, and meetings across existing devices. Our next guest needs no introduction, but I'm going to do it anyway. He's a Hall of Famer, a six-time Pro Bowler, former 49er wide receiver, and 95.7 The Game insider, the great Terrell Owens, with Joe Lowen Dibs on 95.7 The Game. T.O., good morning. How's the summer treating you?
I'm good, man. How are you guys doing?
We're doing really well, and we appreciate the time. Let me ask you this. With training camp set to open in just a few days, even though you've been away from the game a little bit, do you still miss it? Do you still get that itch this time of year?
No, not really. I mean, could I wish I could play? Yeah, but I don't really get any itch around this time of the year. I'm always itching around the basketball season, but I'm always looking with all the moves and stuff that are going, that has been made this year. So I think the two really key moves from a couple of teams are Antonio Brown and Odell Beckham Jr. So a lot of guys are looking to see what those guys are going to do with their new prospective team.
Going to be fascinating to see the 49ers with new faces on the defensive side of the ball. But I want to ask you about Jimmy Garoppolo and what it's fair to expect from him and this Niner team. Some people are talking about 10 wins in the playoffs being a possibility. Is that too big of a goal for the Niners this season?
Not at all. When you got Jimmy G, who's obviously has proven himself as a quarterback, obviously I think he's going to come back stronger than ever. I know he's worked hard over the summer. I saw him early on this year, so he's looking to really kind of rebuild and kind of you know, get back to those winning ways as he did before he got that injury. So I'm looking for them to do some great things this year.
T.O., when you're a quarterback or in a receiver, how do you build that trust? What is Jimmy G going to need to do with Deion Sanders, some of the young guys that he has in, as well as Kittle, guys been in a couple years now? What does he need to do, and what do they need to do to build that chemistry? You're around a lot of great quarterbacks. You're around some average quarterbacks. How does that work, and how does that tie in?
Starts with the OTAs, establishing that leadership, and I think he's done that. He's doing that. He got some veterans over there on the defensive side of the ball, starting with Richie Sherman. So as a whole, overall scope of the team, Jimmy G, I think he obviously has demanded the respect for who he is and what he does on the football field. So those guys are going to rally behind him. They're going to follow his footsteps. And, you know, that's all he needs to do is go out there and just play the brand of football like he knows how to play. And the 49ers need to get back to their winning ways.
The great Terrell Owens joining Joe Lowen Dibs on 95.7 The Game. You mentioned Odell Beckham and Antonio Brown earlier. Who do you think is the tougher cover for opposing cornerbacks?
That's a good question. Somebody else posed a question today involving Antonio Brown, but it was Antonio Brown and Julio Jones. Out of those two, I would have to go with Antonio Brown in this situation. He's arguably, you know, one of the top, if not the best, wide receiver in the league right now. He's playing at a high level. I think the Raiders, they're going to definitely benefit from him being on that football field, being in that black and silver uniform. All he needs to do is just stay healthy. The quarterback needs to get the ball to him. And if those guys can really protect Carr defensively, they're sound on that side of the ball. You know, hey, you never know what can happen, what can come out of the AFC. But out of those two, I think the tougher matchup will be, I would have to say, Antonio Brown, just for the way that he's played over the course of his career, just the production that he's been able to amass. So again, his number speaks for itself. So I think with Odell Beckham Jr., he's no slouch himself, but he has a new team, new face. It's going to be exciting over there for him as well.
49ers have a young receiving core, including a couple of draftees, Deebo Samuel, Jalen Hurd coming in this year. What's the biggest adjustment for a wide receiver coming out of college to make when he goes to the NFL?
Probably terminology, depending on what kind of system and what the verbiage was like, you know, going from a college system to a pro system, and just the speed of the game. I know that was, you know, aside from just all the terminology, when I came out of UT Chattanooga in 96, I mean, our playbook was like a Dr. Seuss book compared to what I experienced going into training camp with the Niners. But I think the biggest adjustment for me was just the speed of the game. And so I literally had to work on those things during the course of the off season, because I realized that, you know, coming out of Chattanooga, I was drafted on my physical attributes. I wasn't really high on a lot of people's radar. So I really had to do a lot of things during the course of my offseason to kind of, you know, maximize my potential, try to get bigger, faster, and stronger just to kind of catch up with the speed of the game. So I think those are two things that I feel like any rookie going in is going to have to make some adjustments to. And that's, you know, obviously verbiage, playbook, and then, you know, obviously the speed of the game.
T.O., when you look at the NFC West and you think about San Francisco, Arizona, you know, the Rams, Seattle, just from a team perspective, can you see the Rams, Gurley's knee, arthritic in the knee, didn't play great in the Super Bowl. You saw what the Patriots were able to do defensively wise, schematically wise, letting the clock run down so the head coach couldn't have a sphere of influence on the game because they didn't show their defense. Can you see the Rams taking a step back, and who do you see as a clear-cut favorite? Is there a clear-cut favored to the NFC West?
Right now, I don't really think there's a clear-cut favorite. Just because the Rams got to the Super Bowl, I mean, honestly, they shouldn't have been there. Did they play well throughout the course of the year? Absolutely. Did the best team win and get to the Super Bowl? Absolutely not. That was definitely a nod that should have gone to the New Orleans Saints, obviously with the botched play, but nothing to take away from their overall season. They had a heck of a season. You mentioned Todd Gurley. Todd Gurley was hurt. You know, whenever he got hurt, I think it was in that Monday night game against the Kansas City Chiefs. I saw when he got tackled on the sideline. I saw how I'm a visual person, and I've had a number of injuries, and I saw the manner in which he was tackled, and I saw he from that tackle on the sideline, he was basically ineffective the entire game, and it lingered all the way into the Super Bowl. So, you know, the front office, the PR, they tried to cover it up, and, you know, Anderson came in and tried to spell him, and they were going back and forth with, you know, splitting time. CJ Anderson, I'm talking about. So I knew that there was something a little bit more than what was being divulged as far as the information, as far as his injury to the knee. So hopefully, I think, you know, the offseason, I'm sure he's 100% healthy going in. And that's the name of the game. When you talk about, you know, you just asked a question about who's going to come out of the NFC West. You never know. Anybody can be a favorite going into the season, but injuries will play a factor throughout the course of the season. You just think about the NBA. You think about the Golden State Warriors there in the Bay Area. They were a heavy favorite, and then you saw with the rash of injuries what that did to that championship. You know, I mean, it destroyed their three-peat. So those guys obviously have to manage themselves, stay healthy, and, you know, anybody can come out of the NFC West. I'm going with the 49ers.
Terrell Owens joining Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. You were mentioning basketball there. Kevin Durant choosing to leave Golden State to sign with the Nets. When you saw that news go down, what were you thinking?
I mean, that's what he should do. I mean, he had a choice, you know, to basically exploit the market. That's exactly what he did when he became a free agent the first time. It's his prerogative. I just wish a lot of these NFL players would be able to, you know, just notice and see what these NBA players are doing and using that leverage to get what they earn and what they rightfully want. So if anything that can come out of, you know, watching these guys, these basketball players become business-minded and understand the leverage that they have, you know, that's something they should do. But I have no problem with what Kevin Durant has done up until this point, because he has played throughout his contract. He's played it out, and he's deserving of every bit of it. You think about what he did in that game. I think it was game 4 or 5 when he played, that really elevated and gave the Warriors such a lift when he ended up obviously rupturing his Achilles. This guy played, about 11 to 12 minutes, and he gave you 11 points. I mean, he gave you straight buckets. And that was, I mean, again, this guy, that's why he's an easy money sniper. That's his social media handle. He is an easy money sniper. Like, he came out there, hadn't played in a month, and was 3 for 3 from the 3-point line. So that shows you the value that he has, and and everybody in the league understands the dynamic player that he is, to offer him the max at that. And for him to turn down $31 million, man, that's crazy. Who in their right mind would do that? But you have to understand who you are, what your DNA is, what you bring to the table, what you bring to the game. And even with a torn Achilles, this guy got paid max dollars. If that was a player in the National Football League, that would never happen. Absolutely not.
T.O., it says here that you're a part of the Historical Basketball League, which is a league where college athletes get paid. Why is it so important for you to be a part of this organization, and what is this organization setting out to try to do?
Give these kids an opportunity to really expand upon their careers, take control of their careers. I'm very happy and excited about this business venture. These guys are, you know, you think about the guys that are going to college, you know, 1 or 2 years, and some guys don't really get to go beyond that. This is a platform for these guys to excel in every area of their lives. And David West, who played in the NBA for a number of years, he's spearheading this thing. So I'm glad. I mean, there was a number of talks and conversations before I signed on, and they opened the doors for me to come aboard. And I've been an advocate for players to get what they rightfully earn. I think it's well known what the NCAA is doing and exploiting a lot of these kids. They're making these universities are making all this money, and these kids are not benefiting. The universities are the ones that are benefiting, you know, off these kids' names and their likeness. So this is a platform for these kids to really educate themselves, not only just excel on the court, but obviously excel off the court as well. And they have a lot of great mentors. When you think about David West, you think about one of the smart, gentlemen, and obviously a champion DNA player that is spearheading this thing.
T.O., last question for you. We were kicking around a hypothetical. Madison Bumgarner, the ace for the San Francisco Giants, likely on the move before the trade deadline. We were wondering what the reaction would be amongst Giant fans if he landed with the rival to the South, the Los Angeles Dodgers. And we're getting some great phone calls on the subject. I wanted to get your thoughts because you kind of know what this is like. You played for the Eagles, and then you ended up with the Cowboys. What's it like going from one divisional team to its rival?
Well, I mean, long as you can perform. Like, that's the thing is when you're with them, they love you for obvious reasons. But when you're playing against them, they're going to hate you for obvious reasons. And that's a good thing to have. I think it's the greatest form of flattery. And I think that's what I took from it. All you got to do is go out there and perform. And again, I think it just shows you, and it's a nod. I mean, yeah, it's a great nod and testament to who you are as an athlete. But it's something that you have to embrace as an athlete. You can't take it personal. It's part of the game. It's part of the business. And you just have to go out there and just play how you know how to play. Play your best brand of ball. That's it.
Great stuff. Hall of Famer, 6-time Pro Bowler, former Niner wide receiver, and 95.7 The Game insider, the great Terrell Owens with Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. T.O., we appreciate the time. Have a great weekend. We look forward to doing it again soon.
Absolutely, man. I can't wait.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.